great to be back. Exciting to be back. It's really the kickoff of the draft process for the coaches. Mark Ross and the scouts, they do a great job setting the table for us. Excited to be here. Let's open it up.
Coach, last year you got away from the traditional fullback role, a lot of times using the tight end in the backfield. Is that something that you'll stick to heading into the next season? And will you merge the tight end and fullback position in the same category once again?
Well, it just really depends on how things shake out, whether it's the free agent market or whether it's a draft class. It depends on what you have to choose from. The guys on your roster really going into the season, we had two players that we felt pretty good about playing fullback for us, and neither of them stayed healthy, and that was a part of it, really, or for one reason or another. They weren't a part of the team, so we had to go in another direction, and we used what we had, and we'll continue to evaluate it. If we feel that there's someone out there that can help us, we'll use them. Yeah, you know, it's great to have JPP around. We think highly of him. Obviously, that's the business part of the equation. I try to stay out of that as much as I can. Jason's a great part of the team. You know, someone who made some progress last year, and it'll be good to have him back.
Have you spoken to him at all because he had indicated he didn't want the franchise tag and didn't want to
have a situation? I haven't had a chance to speak with Jason. No. You go through, we evaluate the free agents. We went through that process, had some meetings on it, and you take a look at free agency, and if you have a chance to hit with some clean players that you feel good about that can make you better, then you take your shot. If not, you move on, and you look forward to the draft. Yeah, I had a chance to speak with both Victor and Rashad. There were, you know, that's a tough part of the business. That's not why you get into coaching. Victor obviously went through some tough times. The last 3 years were very difficult for him, and he bounced back this year. Had a chance to stay healthy. Playing that first full year after the injury is huge. And once a Giant, always a Giant, and he's a big part of Giants history. Rashad, I had a chance to speak with Rashad on the phone. He was out. He was already training for next year. He wouldn't expect anything less from him. But Rashad and I have had some good conversations over the 3 years since I've been here. And he was a big part of our offense, a big part of the leadership in the locker room, and we'll miss him in that regard. I don't think so. I don't think you look at it like that. You go through the evaluation process, and whether it's free agency or the draft, you try to come up with the best players that you can that makes the most sense for the long-term health of the organization.
Coach, as far as discipline,
Paul's a lot like the rest of the rookies. I think it's important when these rookies, they get back to New York, they understand that, you know, they don't have everything figured out, that we need to keep our thumb on those guys, and they need to grow and they need to get better. We need to make gains. Our rookie class needs to make gains. We have a nice class of guys there, and Paul's one of those players, but he needs to get better, and like the rest of them, even if it's marginally in each area of his game, but we need to make gains there. I don't. We'll go take a look at him. We'll evaluate him. We'll get a grade on anyone who's available, and we'll make those decisions. In terms of what's best for the Giants moving forward. If it fits, if it's clean, Paul's a guy that we have confidence on. He missed all offseason last year because of the rules that are in place with rookies, and came into training camp and really had to catch up in a hurry. Had some success with special teams early, and ended up, being a nice ball carrier for us, and grew in protection as well. But again, he needs to come back. He needs to get better, and he can get better. I know he's working to get better right now. Eric, I have a ton of confidence in Eric. He's a guy that he's all in. He's working at it. I mean, you can make a case that he could be here right now preparing to go out there and run in the combine. He's a young player that has a lot of room to grow. We expect him to grow. I have confidence that he's going to grow. Where he ends up is where he ends up right now. He's playing left tackle like he's always played for us, and we'll go from there. No, it's too early for me. Really have a chance. Just got done with the free agent part of things, evaluating their scheme evaluations. Get a chance to really put the name with the face, face with a name here for the draft class, but it's still early for me. I think, the medical part of things is huge. That's the most important thing. Seeing how guys carry themselves, how they do in the interview process, really just meeting them for the first time, seeing them move around a little bit. You can take some notes there. If it's not a guy that was on your radar to begin with, if you see a guy move around, you like the way he moves around, you can go watch his tape a little bit more, a little more closely, and see what you may have. Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm saying right now it's March 1st, so he's an offensive lineman for the New York Giants. Yeah, like I said before, you can keep asking the question. I enjoy when you ask the question, but I'm not going to answer that question. Our coaching staff is just about finalized. We'll release that here shortly.
Coach, do you have any takeaways from Jarrell Adams?
Takeaways? Jarrell's a young player that works hard, made some progress as a rookie, needs to keep developing on special teams. That'll be a big part of things for Jarrell and as a tight end. But he had some flashes of good plays for us. We feel like he can be a good blocker for us and progress in the pass game as well. I was fortunate to work for Tom for 2 years and really had a chance, up close and personal to see how, he'd handle a situation like that. When I came in, I was the only person in the building that knew the offense. And, he let me do my job. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm sure that he's going to have an immediate impact on the organization down there, but he's going to let people do their jobs. As far as the free agent class or the draft class, still too early for me. I'm not comfortable giving an assessment right now. I'm just learning about these guys. I haven't had a chance to really sit down and study the tape. I think this is a good week to really get them on the board a little bit, just to hear them talk about football in general, fundamentals, get a chance to take a look at their profile, their throwing motion, just them dropping a little bit, winging it, see how they do with receivers they haven't thrown to before, see if they can build chemistry as the workout goes on a little bit, see if they have a little bit of rhythm in their body. Having rhythm in your body is important. Yeah, we have a good staff, confident in the staff. We have a great working relationship, a lot of, high football IQ in the building, and Spags is a big part of it.
I know you haven't had to do this with the Giants, obviously, but a lot of teams come to the combine in the draft looking for the franchise quarterback, the next team I'm in. How hard is it to find that guy and develop?
It's like the rest of the positions. It's a challenging position to develop, first of all, but then to find the guy that you can develop probably is even more challenging. But it's probably like the rest of the positions. I just think there's a magnifying glass on it. Say it one more time. Regardless of the position, we feel BJ is going to develop and play more for us on the defensive side of the ball, regardless of what position it's going to be. There are a bunch of different linebacker spots that he can go in there and fight for, but he did a nice job for us as a special teams role player, and he needs to improve there, which he will. But we feel that he has a lot of upside as a linebacker.
Ben,
Yeah, I'll say this. You know, we're right now we're in the middle of third down. We're not finished with third down yet as far as our scheme of Al. But we all know that turning the ball over 27 times isn't acceptable. And is, we're fortunate to have the wins that we had, turning the ball over the way we turned the ball over. So we can't turn the ball over that way. We need to handle the ball better. So we need to catch it better than we've caught it, and we need to handle it in the pocket better. We can't have it come out and way too many fumbles, 16 interceptions, 11 fumbles, way too many fumbles.
Is there anything in your scheme that you looked at and said maybe this didn't work quite as well and something needs to be adjusted?
Well, I think we did a better job this year than years past of going forward when we ran the ball. Now, we didn't win the down the way we're capable of winning the down. We weren't as explosive the way we need to be. But we were going forward. As a result of that, our line to gain on third down, I think we were third in the league. So we had third downs that were makeable, and we didn't execute the way we need to execute there. But then you go back and you take a look at, explosivity, how you can be more explosive. And there are things that we're gonna work on schematically to try to get that done, but they're tough to generate. Everyone works at being explosive on offense. It's about execution.
Is